Service from News Talk 870 WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting. They know what's inside.
But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show Don Bilderbach. He's an associate director of Cornell High Energy Synchrotron Source. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on the program.
Well, I'm glad that you could join us. Cornell University right now hoping to become the world leader in X-ray technology, and right now the university is developing sketch plans for a proposed $500 million energy recovery LINAC. Now, I hope I'm saying that right, LINAC and not LINAC?
LINAC is correct.
It's LINAC, okay. And could you tell us a little bit more about this X-ray machine? It sounds quite amazing, to say the least.
Yes, it is. It will be a much brighter source of X-rays for the future than any present-day X-ray source, and it will be the world's most advanced X-ray machine for decades to come. Let me give you just a little more background about our situation. The National Science Foundation has sponsored Cornell's existing synchrotron X-ray facility under Upper Alumni Field on the Cornell campus. It's been used for many years as a high-intensity X-ray source to study the structure of matter down to the atomic scale. And this is really important for physics, biology, medicine, chemistry, material science, and lets us do things that are not possible with more conventional X-ray equipment.
Yeah, this sounds really quite revolutionary.
It is. X-rays, as we all know, are a tool that allows the doctor to see into a broken bone and specifically diagnose what is the matter. And once the physician has a clear view of the problem, he can chart a course for repairing the broken bone. The scientist, in a similar way, uses the X-rays to understand what he cannot see by other means. And so scientists from Cornell and across the world bring their scientific projects to our synchrotron lab and shine our intense X-rays onto their samples. They want to better examine how the atoms are arranged in their specimens. And ultimately, this leads to a better understanding about how matter functions.
Now, when you describe this LINAC, I can't help but think about that particle accelerator that's underground in Europe there, but maybe only on a smaller scale. I mean, what is the scope of this project, and where exactly would it go on campus?
Yes, it will be attached to our current CSER Cornell Electron Storage Ring, which is a half mile in circumference and about 50 feet below the athletic field. And this will be a large addition. It will involve 150,000 square foot additional building out in the lower existing Wilson parking lot, and then have a new bored tunnel that will go actually out underground underneath the veterinary part of the campus, out under the Cornell B lot. So it'll have quite a bit of expansion to go with it.
Now, the last time that we spoke, from what I understood, Cornell was kind of in a competition with the University of Wisconsin for some of the grants and the funding for this project. Where do we stand with it right now?
I think we're at the top of the competition end right at the moment. I'm still waiting to hear a definitive word about University of Wisconsin, but it doesn't look likely that things are going to continue on out there. But like I said, I haven't heard any official word yet at this point.
I see. And I'm just wondering how exactly it's funded. I know recently the Cornell University has received about $19 million in stimulus funding for this. I mean, where is all the funding? Because this is quite an expensive project.
Yes, this is an expensive project. The $19 million was awarded this year through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and that supports research at Wilson Lab. That includes our present laboratory facility, the Cornell High Energy Synchrotron Source. We have a project for accelerator R&D on the CSER machine and R&D on the energy recovery LINAC. And we're at the stage now of presently prototyping the key components for the new ERL machine and hope to complete enough of that R&D work this year so that we can submit a proposal for the $400 to $500 million to the NSF in 2010. And when funded, the machine would have a construction time of about 5 years.
About 5 years, yeah. I mean, this is quite a project, so I can imagine there would be a lot going into this, a lot of expensive equipment being moved onto campus and things like that.
That's correct. Although We have to manufacture locally some superconducting cryo modules. These are under design over in Newman Laboratory now, and we'll probably be looking for a company to help us manufacture those when the time comes.
All right. We've been speaking with Don Bilderback, Associate Director of the Cornell High Energy Synchrotron Source, about the proposed $500 million energy recovery LINAC. And Don, you'll have to keep us updated when we hear about more funding coming in. But thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Thank you so much.